Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Swiss Wealth Creation, A Comprehensive Guide for a New Era of Investment, is a finance and wealth building guide by Rita Winkler and Gisbert Reuter. Positioned as a practical handbook rather than a theoretical economics text, it presents Swiss financial principles as a model for protecting and growing assets in periods of uncertainty, inflation, and market disruption. The book argues that Switzerland's reputation for stability, trust, and asset management can be translated into accessible strategies for readers outside the country. Its focus is on financial trust, asset protection, accumulation, and cash flow-oriented projects, with an emphasis on making these ideas understandable to beginners while still useful to readers with some investing experience. The book also reflects Winkler's background in cash flow training and cryptocurrency, which gives it a contemporary angle within the broader personal finance and investment category. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Swiss stability is presented as a framework for preserving wealth during uncertainty. A central idea in the book is that Switzerland functions as more than a geographic reference point. It is used as a model of financial resilience. The authors link the country's legal stability, neutrality, and long-term reputation for protecting wealth to a broader strategy of preserving capital when markets become volatile. This matters because many finance books emphasize growth alone, while this one places equal weight on protection. The argument is that in times of inflation, geopolitical stress, or rapid economic change, the first task is not chasing returns but building structures that can withstand pressure. By making Switzerland the organizing example, the book gives readers a concrete standard for thinking about safety, trust, and continuity in their own financial planning. That framing helps the book stand apart from generic investing advice because it treats stability as an active investment principle rather than a passive background condition. Secondly, financial trust is treated as the foundation for practical wealth building. The book repeatedly emphasizes financial trust as the core mechanism behind durable wealth creation, rather than presenting investing as a sequence of isolated opportunities. It suggests that effective wealth building begins with confidence in the systems, structures, and intermediaries that protect assets. This is an important distinction because many readers approach finance through product selection. But the book argues that the quality of the underlying framework matters more than any single instrument. In practice, that means considering how assets are held, protected, and organized, not just where they are placed. The notion of trust also has a behavioral dimension. Readers are encouraged to replace confusion and hesitation with clearer decision-making based on understandable rules. This makes the book especially relevant to readers who feel overwhelmed by financial complexity. Its contribution is less about advanced technical models and more about showing how stable, understandable financial structures can support long-term discipline and reduce costly mistakes. Thirdly, asset protection is paired with accumulation rather than treated as a separate topic. One of the book's more distinctive features is that it links asset protection and accumulation as two parts of the same process. Many personal finance books discuss defense and growth separately, but this guide treats them as complementary. The reader is not simply told to preserve capital. The book also points toward accumulation strategies that can build wealth in a structured way. This balance matters because protection without growth can leave money stagnant, while growth without protection can expose a portfolio to unnecessary loss. The authors therefore position wealth creation as a managed process in which capital is first shielded from inflation, instability, and weak structures, then directed toward opportunities that can compound over time. That approach is practical for readers who want a framework rather than a speculative tip sheet. It also explains why the book appeals to both novices and more experienced readers. The principle is easy to grasp, but its application depends on making sensible, layered decisions about where money is stored and how it is allowed to expand. Fourthly, cash flow projects and current opportunities give the book a hands-on investment orientation. The book does not stay at the level of broad financial philosophy. It also points readers toward cash flow projects and selected investment opportunities, including references to technology-related areas. This gives the guide a more operational character because it suggests ways to translate wealth principles into active planning. Cash flow is especially important in this context because it shifts attention from one-time gains to recurring income and usable financial output. That emphasis fits the book's broader practical style. Wealth is not defined only by account balances, but by whether capital can generate ongoing flexibility. The inclusion of contemporary opportunities also signals that the authors are not treating Switzerland as a closed historical case. Instead, they use Swiss principles as a base from which readers can evaluate modern, mobile forms of investment. This is useful for readers who want actionable categories to explore, though the book appears to favor broad orientation over highly technical modeling. Its strength lies in connecting strategy with implementation in a way that remains accessible. Lastly, the book aims to make international wealth strategies understandable to ordinary readers. A major selling point of the book is accessibility. Available descriptions consistently present it as easy to understand, concrete, and suitable for readers who are not already experts in finance. That matters because wealth books often depend on specialist language or assume substantial prior knowledge, which can limit their usefulness. Here, the authors appear to translate Swiss wealth principles into straightforward language and practical examples, making the material easier to use as a reference rather than a one-time read. The book structure seems designed to reduce intimidation. Readers are invited to understand the logic of wealth preservation and accumulation without having to master every technical detail of the financial industry. This accessible style broadens the audience beyond affluent investors or professionals and helps explain the book's appeal to people facing economic uncertainty. Its value lies in lowering the barrier to entry while still preserving a serious strategic focus, which is a meaningful distinction in a category that often separates beginner friendliness from substantive guidance. In conclusion, The Swiss Wealth Creation is best suited to readers who want a practical, internationally oriented introduction to wealth preservation and investment planning. It will likely appeal to individuals concerned about inflation, economic volatility, and the limitations of conventional savings approaches, as well as readers who want a clearer picture of how Swiss financial principles are used in asset protection and accumulation. Its main benefit is not that it offers a single breakthrough tactic, but that it organizes several related ideas into one accessible framework: trust, stability, protection, cash flow, and selective opportunity. That makes it useful for beginners who need structure and for more experienced readers who want a different lens on capital preservation. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out by centering Switzerland as a model for financial security and by connecting that model to modern, actionable investment thinking. It is less speculative than many wealth books and less abstract than many financial theory texts, which gives it a distinctive position in the category. Readers looking for a clear, pragmatic, and conceptually coherent guide to international wealth strategy are the most likely to benefit from it. If you would like to support Rita Winkler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.